Hello, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Felicia, what department are you in?
We're the fire department.
Okay. I was going through my email and it was to take a survey, and I was supposed to be charged $5 for a freight charge. And this was a Home Depot ad, okay? And then all of a sudden, I have a $59.98 charge from some, it was either exercise or food plan or something. That was probably their advertisement, but they probably are using Home Depot as a front. Because I'm the only one here in the house. My dogs don't know how to use a phone. So whoever this customer is of yours, I think they're the fraud that's happening.
Okay, I can take a look into your account, ma'am, and do a little quick investigation on it. What's your zip code?
75771.
Hey, your first and last name?
Debbie Hall.
Can you verify your address, Ms. Hall?
18936 County Road 442, Lindale, Texas, 75771.
Okay, thank you so very much for verifying that information for me. So, yes, ma'am, it looks like when you completed that survey with Costco or Amazon, do you recall signing up for like a Dyson vacuum or a mixer or a blender or anything?
Yeah. Dyson.
Dyson, okay. So I'm not sure when you placed the order if the terms were read, but when you ordered the Dyson, it automatically enrolled you into the meal plan, which allows you to create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day, and it also gives you recipe guides so that you can eat and feel better.
Okay, so we were in that ad, because I went back and looked, and I mean, I saw the ad, but I didn't, it wasn't, it looked like it was just an ad. Like if you have ads on, you have to scroll down and go through it. But the ads came after you completed the order.
Okay, I'm not sure. Did you read over the terms and conditions?
Okay. I want it canceled.
I can go ahead and cancel the account. I explained at the beginning of the call that I could do a quick investigation on the account. You mentioned that you did that survey, so that indicates that I'm not sure if you read over the terms thoroughly, but that's exactly what was signed up for in the meal plan. I can go ahead and get everything notated for you, and I can do a one-time courtesy refund. There is a $5 non-refundable setup fee that I can apply back to your card, which will be $54.89.
Listen to me.
I said,
listen to me. I've already contacted the bank. We're going to dispute the. I talked to somebody supposedly in customer service. She's supposed to have already issued a credit for this.
Well, if you already talked to your bank, you may want to just call your bank, and then they can call us back, and we can explain to them that somehow you signed up for.
Charge me fucking $5. Get it off my account. And I'm turning you into the government because I think you guys are all fraud.
Well, it looks like you didn't reach your terms, Ms. Hall.
Well, listen to me. It's not above the place order. It's
okay, the
down
terms,
below.
You have,
so
every,
you just
anytime you place an online order, you have to read terms. That's a legal and binding contract.
I think just fix it.
Excuse me?
I said fix it.
Well, I'm going to let you contact your bank, Ms. Hall.
Charge me the $5. I don't give a rip. But
okay.
Get the $59.99 off my account.
Well, what I'm going to have you to do first, Ms. Hall, and you're just yelling and getting yourself upset.
Because you don't listen.
Well, you
because
placed
you
the order, so obviously you didn't reach your terms and conditions. So I'm trying to explain to you the reason why you were charged.
Well, then why wasn't $59 put up ahead of everything.
If you read over your terms and conditions, it clearly states that to you, Ms. Hall. And it asks you before you put in your credit card number. It asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize that charge? So we have the impression that you read over your terms.
I authorized the charge for $5.
And also for $59.89 if you read over your terms and conditions. So your bank will go over that with you. I can go ahead and email your bank a copy of those terms, and they will explain to you that, yes, ma'am, you did authorize to have both charges debited from your card. So even if you try and dispute that, your bank is going to decline it.
I have a right to cancel the order.
I have canceled your account, but what I'm going to have you to do, Ms. Hall, is call your bank and have them to call back with you on a three-way conference call. I can explain to them exactly what was signed up for.
I'm not wasting any more time on hold.
Well, ma'am, I wouldn't be able to get the refund credit unless I talk to your bank, Ms. Hall.
Oh, my God!
Again, you can contact your bank, Ms. Hall.
I didn't put